Bagpipe Brothers in studio with me. We're talking Sweet 16 starting today. Alabama is tomorrow, right?
Yes.
So they've got one more day to enjoy their season, right?
Two more days. Or two more games, at least. No. It'll be 3 days.
It's ending, baby. All right, so where we're going, Bauman, it's your segment.
We're going to do some start, bench, cut.
Okay.
Starting off with the number one seeds left in the tournament. You got three of them, so might as well do the start, bench, cut for all three of them.
Okay.
Duke, Arizona, and Michigan.
Duke, I'm going to say bench. Houston, I'm going to say. No, not Houston.
Duke, Arizona, Michigan.
Arizona. David. All right, Duke, I'm going to say bench. Arizona, cut. And Michigan, start.
I'm starting Arizona. I'm benching Michigan, and I'm cutting Duke.
I'm with Giddens, 100%.
Well, I'm just telling you, you all don't know the aura of Arizona basketball. I'm just you've not lived long enough to know how many times they've been number one in the region, number one in the nation, win all these 30 games, and
what about the aura of Indiana football?
Crap.
There's a first time for everything.
Yeah. I care about the players on the court and what they're doing this year.
Hold on. I'm not saying they haven't won a championship before. I'm saying the number of times they have gotten there, they have more than usually
joked. It's a joke.
I mean, look, both of us thumbs down preseason for Arizona.
Yeah.
I'm eating crow when I tell you that Arizona is a really, really, really good basketball team.
That's what they've said about every really one of the others.
I was thumbs down on them going in the tournament.
They're really, really good.
You saw my original bracket. I had them going out to Wisconsin.
They're really, really good, but they're really, really Arizona. Give me them cutting.
He's just ready for them hogs. He ready to call the hogs.
Pig suey, baby.
Acuff has to defend Braden Burries.
I don't care who he has to defend. Somebody has to defend him.
Jaden Bradley.
Yeah, Arizona defends.
There is nobody in this country guard-wise that can keep him from getting 25, 30
points. He's going to get points, I'm sure, but
I know. Do you remember
a game in Auburn earlier this year where who was it that held Acuff to 13 points?
I get you.
A walk-on.
Listen, I get you.
A walk-on.
There are bad games. All I'm telling you is that every year in this juncture of the tournament, Arizona has a bad game. I don't care how freaking good they are. Let's move on.
I would argue their bad game was against Utah State.
No, they ain't had that bad game yet. Where are we going next?
Next one, we're going to talk about three of the four number two seeds, UConn, Houston, and Purdue.
UConn, Houston, and Purdue. I am cutting Purdue. I am benching Houston, and I'm starting UConn.
It's tough.
I'm going to be honest with you. Those are three pretty doggone good teams.
Yep.
I'm like Giddens. That's a hard call to make. I'm sticking with my Hurley pick.
I would start Houston, bench Purdue, and cut UConn.
I would do the same exact thing. I love Dan Hurley and what he's done as a coach, winning two national championships. I just think this is one of his least talented teams.
Did he give you some idiot juice this morning?
No.
I mean, really.
I mean, UConn needed an absolutely heroic performance from Tarion Reed in order to beat Furman in the first game.
And then
Caravan had to go off in the second. Is somebody who's going to be next? Is Solo Ball going to go off in the Sweet 16? I don't know how they're going to manage to keep this up. They need a team effort instead of one guy carrying the load.
Let me ask you something. You said they needed that from Reed.
He went 31-27 against Furman.
They needed that. But you know what? They got it.
They won't get it every game,
They're
though.
Still playing.
Are the rest of the teams. I had to pick one.
I understand, and they had to have somebody. Who did Iowa State have to get past?
Kentucky. Huh?
Kentucky.
So what did they have to – who had to step up and score 25 for them?
Well, it was a team effort.
Yeah.
No.
They lost their best player in the first 2 minutes against Tennessee State.
They're going to lose their next game. Let's keep going.
They weren't even part of the discussion.
Yeah.
Purdue and Houston were the others. Beat your Final Four team by 31 points in the round of 32. And then Purdue, they're the Big Ten champs. I benched them because, you know, they haven't necessarily been dominant, but they handled a Miami team all right.
What happened to your beloved BYU?
BYU, I didn't even have going to the Sweet 16 this year.
I know, but what happened to them? This is a tournament, Giddens.
They lost.
You can evaluate it all you want. You're still an idiot. All right, who's next?
It's talking about elite coaches. There's a lot of them left. The old ones, though: Rick Pitino, John Calipari, and Tom Izzo.
That is a tough deal right there. Giddens, I'll let you go first on this one. I went first on the last two. I'm sorry. That's kind of a – it really is a mixed bag of three very good coaches, but I don't think they're going to – I just don't think any of them are going to get the job done this year.
I'm just going to go in order of where I've got teams finishing. So I'll start Izzo. I'll bench Patino and I'll cut Calipari.
You can do it in any order you want to for me, seriously, because I've got two of them. I got Calipari going to the Final Four, but I don't like him over the other two coaches. I'm going to be honest with you. Now, can I pick this as far as the coaches or about where they're at in the tournament?
You can say coaches in general.
If I do it coaches...
Like, if you were to start a team with a coach,
I can do that. I would cut Calipari, I would bench Patino, and I'm going all out to start Tom Izzo.
They were the same on that one.
I'm making it a clean sweep.
Now, I didn't do it according to my bracket, though. Understand that.
Yeah, you did an overall career accolades.
I'm like Bauman, I'm going to say this. If I was a
starting a program?
Yeah, if I was a president of a college and I had to go out and pick whoever I wanted, I could get whoever I wanted to start my basketball program, Tom Izzo would be the man.
I'm getting Iowa State coach.
And it's crazy how good Michigan State is this year because they really don't have a top talent. I know Jeremy Fears led the country in assists, but he's not the best basketball player in the world.
No, and every year Michigan State is in the Sweet 16 and most of the time in the Elite Eight and sometimes in the Final Four.
Yeah, I mean, I was scared to death to play him in the Elite Eight last year.
Yeah, me too.
I was like, this is it. They're going to beat us.
I think the only reason we won that game is because it was in Atlanta. I really do.
All right, and Pettiford went crazy in the second half.
Yeah. All right, so Bauman, who are you going with?
I went with the same thing. Tom Izzo, start. Rick Pitino, bench, and then cut Calipari.
Now, the only thing about Pitino is, and I will say the reason that I got him so high, think about what Calipari's done. He's done it at three schools. Rick Pitino's done this at five schools, big boys. I mean, he wins wherever he goes. Yeah. So it's the coach. It's not necessarily just the school and the tradition. All right, what's next?
All right, tournament traits. Start, bench, and cut these. Experience, talent, and coaching.
Go ahead, get them.
I don't know. You need all these.
But if you had to have one and you didn't have to have the other, you're prioritizing these.
I will start experience, I will bench coaching, and I will cut talent.
I'm going to start coaching, bench experience, and cut talent. I think you can get away with, like, would you rather have Michigan State's players or A.J. DeBansta in March?
I definitely think, I hear every single coach talking about the goal in basically every NCAA sport, but especially basketball, is how old can you get? You try to get as old as possible. So coaches want experience. And I feel like an experienced team with a lower level of coaching beats a younger team with a higher level of coaching in most instances.
I am going to be exactly like Bauman, and I'm going to tell you why. In all the years I've watched the NCAA tournament, I can only think of a couple of years where one player willed his team to a championship. I guess one name that goes out in my mind, you guys probably don't even know who I'm talking about, Danny Manning at Kansas. Was one of those players.
Kemba Walker at UConn.
Yeah, maybe, but he had other talent with him. So talent to me is going to be on the cut line because most of the teams that win this tournament every year, they do it with experience, but they do it best with coaching. What were we just saying about Tom Izzo? What were we just saying about Rick Pitino, John Calipari? Give me some more names here. Mike Krzyzewski. Let me tell you something. I never was a Duke fan, okay? You realize that when I was in high school and in the late 80s, early 90s after I graduated, you had to have a 33 or higher on your ACT test just to get into Duke. He wasn't recruiting basketball players. He was recruiting intelligent basketball players with pretty good talent, and he won a bunch of championships with them, okay? So coaching to me would be on the front line, I would be benching experience because I think experience, there's nothing that can as a player, now I'm not talking coaching, but as a player, nothing could outdo experience.
No.
I mean, Braden Smith, that's a totally great example of experience right there. He's not the best basketball player in the world. But you know what? He leads the NCAA now in assists all time. Think about all those people. Think about those people. And you talk about talent. There is no more talented team that I ever remember in the NCAA tournament. None. Than the 1982 North Carolina championship team. You're talking about Sam. All these guys played in the NBA. Matt Doherty, he might have played a little bit, but you had Jimmy Black, you had Sam Perkins, James Worthy, and the late, the great Michael Jordan. Not late, but great.
All right, last one, David. Championship formula: elite guard play, dominant big man, and a deep bench.
That's in order, baby. That's directly in order. I'm starting elite guard play. I'm benching dominant big men, and I'm cutting a deep bench.
So you're Jerry McNamara?
No, I still want a bench. I don't necessarily need a deep bench, but I need to at least sub in one player during the game.
Here's my – I'm going to be kind of semi-Giddens here. I'm going to go one different with him. I am starting elite guards. You got to have elite guards.
Yep.
They cannot turn the ball over. But I'm going to go I'm going to bench the bench. You got to have depth. And here's the reason for that. You got 6 games in 2 weeks, okay? 2 weeks and 3 days, whatever you want to call it. You better have and most of these teams are traveling all across the country. You better have some guys that can come off that bench because one of these 6 games, you're going to have kids that are not hitting their shot. You're going to have kids that get in foul trouble. They call these games a little different than the SEC, trust me, okay? So I think I got guard play, bench, or I'm going to – on the bench, I'm going to have a
deep bench.
And here's the reason why I put dominant big man last. Who goes to a dominant big man now? It's a 3-point shooting contest everywhere you look. Yep. I don't care.
I mean, a dominant big man probably needs to shoot the 3 in this day and age.
Well, yeah. And you're right. When I say dominant big man, I'm talking about Akeem Olajuwon. I'm talking about Patrick Ewing, Shaq, down on the post, giving the ball and letting him turn around and slam it in your face.
Yeah.
That's not... Where
There's
is that?
There's not too much of that. Where I mean, I feel like Therrien's Reed game against Furman is an outlier. Big men don't normally dominate games like that in this day and age.
But I'm going to say this, too. I mean, you think about Zach Edey. He wasn't even really a dominant big man. He made his team a lot better.
He was a dominant free throw shooter.
Yeah. But think about it. Look at Shaq. He was, what, a 40% free throw shooter his career? I mean, so the dominant big man would be last for me.
I'm the same with you, David. Elite guard play, you have to have it. Looking back at all the March Madness champions for the past few years, it's always been a dominant guard. I'm going to bench the deep bench. I look at somebody like Arkansas, David. You talked about how you're playing so many games in so many days. The deep bench helps you out because you're going to have guys that come out flat, not shooting the 3 ball well. You're also going to have guys getting into foul trouble, and you had to prepare for that. And a team like Arkansas, I think that hurts them in this tournament, and it's hurt teams all season long. And you look at Alabama. They talked about it in the game against Texas Tech. They were just throwing people in and out of that game and hurt Texas Tech a little bit trying to match up.
Yeah. The only thing with Arkansas, I just feel like at some point in time there's a Cinderella story in every one of these brackets every year, and I guess Arkansas would be my Cinderella story. Now, I am going to tell you this, though. When we analyze football, Giddens, we talk about the rushing stats. We talk about the points that the defense gives up. You know what the biggest stat in this NCAA tournament is every year? Doesn't matter.
What?
The team that turns it over the least number of times usually wins the ball game. That turns around to what, Giddens and Bauman? Strong guard play.
Yeah.
If you don't turn the basketball over, you got a good chance of winning.